A lot of people mad about Marcus Stroman throwing the ball up to himself. Yeah. Here we go. Baseball is dying, kids. Don't listen to all these people when they say bat flips are good and flair is good. Who needs stuff like this in the game right now, Josh? We got shortstops tossing the ball up to themselves and throwing it to first. We got pitchers tossing the ball up to themselves and throwing it to first. Where does it end? Second baseman tossing the ball up to themselves and throwing it to first?
I had kind of thought we were past the argument of whether or not flair was a good or bad thing for the game. Did you watch the World Baseball Classic? Have you ever seen Randy Arozarena play a game of baseball? He gets a single and he's flexing on the first base.
We got Julio Rodriguez
looking like Aquaman in the dugout.
Looking like Aquaman, they handed him a trident. They gave him a trident. And guess what? I love it. And also, by the way, I don't like watching Marcus Stroman pitch for his quote-unquote flair, although that is a fun part of it. He tossed the ball up to himself, and he did a little strut and a dance. That was cool. I like watching Marcus Stroman pitch because he is like 4 feet tall, and he throws 100 miles an hour, and it's amazing.
I believe Aaron Judge robbed that home run last night and then threw the ball up to himself.
Did he do some flair?
Little dash.
Watch out. Don't do a flair. Mm-hmm. He also hit 2 home runs of himself for himself last night. Mm-hmm.
But he had acted like he had been there before.
I feel like this is an important just sort of you and I kind of like relationship item that we need to get straight before we continue on.
Oh, okay. These are always tough. I want to impress you. I want to do well.
No. I want you to be you, and I want the listeners to be them as well. How do we feel about no hitter and perfect game jinxes? What can be said? What can be left unsaid? Do we dance? Do we pile? Do we say no hitter, no hitter, no hitter, no hitter, no hitter, no hitter?
I don't pile.
Don't pile. That's where the line is.
I'm willing to dance around it until we're in the final frame. And then I think like, hey, if I'm like live tweeting or sending a tweet out like, hey, this is happening. Like if get to a TV, like something cool's happening.
We should have Jake on because yesterday our good friend Jake Eisenberg found himself in a bit of a precarious situation. The Kansas City Royals of all teams, behind one inning of an opener, Josh Staumont, and then another 6 innings of Mike Myers, of all people. That's right. Storm Chasers, recent Storm Chasers legend, Mike Myers, were throwing themselves a perfect game into the eighth to start the eighth yesterday. And for a couple innings, so Staumont gets the 3 guys. Myers gets probably through 3 innings, and he says Myers is through 9 up, 9 down, 12 up, 12 down.
Okay.
And then after that, it advanced to they've got a perfect. Jake was like, you know what? It's a perfect game. We're going to throw it out. We're not going to dance around it.
Okay.
We're not going to say we know why people are here. And then all of a sudden, you know, the MLB, you know, the big MLB account jumps on and they're like, hey, you better get your way over to St. Louis because there's something going on right now. You better go check it out. And so when you join that, you hear the announcers talking about how the Royals have set down their first 21 batters today. And this is, you know, potentially history, and all these things are just out in the open. And it was right then that Nolan Arenado started off the eighth inning with a single down the left field line.
And then there was a hit immediately after.
And then there was another immediate hit. And then Taylor
But that was it, right?
And then Taylor Clark came in the game, and I got horrified because Taylor Clark isn't very good. And I'm like, this is not going to be good. They're going to just blow this whole thing. They were only at 4-0 at the time. They're going to blow this whole thing. And it's going to be over. But then he got 3 straight pop-ups to the horrible St. Louis Cardinals, which really just made my day yesterday.
I saw a bunch of eyeball emojis from you on Twitter yesterday, and I went, oh, what am I missing? And then
I got to the point where I said in yesterday was relax. There was a little relax. There was a little chore going on yesterday. The chore came later because we had a situation at the sump pump downstairs during the during game seven, which was not ideal. But it was mostly relaxed day on Memorial Day yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, they've got through seven innings. It's time for me to alert my wife. Jackie, come watch baseball with me.
Okay.
She says, why? And I said, interesting question. She says, oh, look, the Cardinals have zero. And I said, that's right. They also, they don't have, they have zero everything. And then she sat down and she said, oh, cool. This is going to be really fun. Oh, cool. Nolan Arenado base hit. But I didn't say it. I didn't jinx. And that was not a conscious effort. I just didn't feel like I needed to be outward with it.
Is it because it was combined?
Well, it would have still made me happy. It would have still made me happy.
Oh, yeah.
Even though that would have been the conversation, it would have still made me really happy. And it still did make me happy because the Royals won 8-0 and they got to the, 17-38.
And
which is what I always thought they would try to be.
They're a game away from having two consecutive days off.
Amazing. And they beat the Cardinals. So I'm just really happy about the whole thing. But where do you, okay, so where are you at?
If it was my team, I wouldn't
stay away.
I'm not saying it. I'm not mentioning it.
I think that's where I came down to. If you don't care, if you don't have a dog in the fight at all, you're like, oh man, I got to check this out. There's a perfect game going on.
Mm-hmm.
If you are actively rooting against the perfect game, so the perfect game is happening, say you're a fan of the St. Louis Cardinals yesterday,
yeah.
Are you like, perfect game, perfect game, perfect game, perfect game, or do you just want to see history?
I don't know that the best fans in baseball would do that.
All the best fans in baseball have a lot of takes, my friend. A lot of takes about Marcus Stroman yesterday, that's for sure.
I'm sure that has nothing to do with
no.
The Cubs.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Yeah. Okay, just wanted to make sure we get. Mm-hmm. I think we're on the same page. Then.
I think so.
I don't love the gatekeeping of it that much either. Hey, you can't talk about that. Let's just all stay in our own lanes.
Do our own thing.
This is a lot like me watching my team when they're in the playoffs. Like, don't talk to me. You mm-hmm. know, don't. I'm not going to your party. I kind of just want to watch.
Yeah.
Is that all right? And let's we don't have to really talk about it. I'd like to watch with you, but you have to abide by my rules.
all of them.
Yeah, you have to abide by my rules. And really the rules are, don't talk to me. I'd love to experience this moment with you. That way afterwards when it happens, we could celebrate, we could high five, we could hug, mm-hmm. we could douse each other in beer, whatever needs to be done. But during the game, I'd rather we just sit there and watch. Much like a television show. We don't have to talk about what's going on in the television show. Let's just watch the television show.
We don't.
All right. We're on the same page there then. It was likely the best moment the Royals will have all year yesterday, so I'm going to savor it.
I don't like hearing that. They have a win total number to reach.
They do.
Connor.
Yeah, they're not going to get to that.
They got
to
get hot.
They do. If we could throw a what now, if we could use the K-State baseball coach's idea and just dump off a few games of the season, I would like to propose to Major League Baseball that we dump off the entire month of April. April does not exist. Mm. April is just fake spring training. It's purgatory. It's somewhere in between spring training and the regular season. You think it counts in the moment, but it actually turns out that it doesn't count at all. Or maybe you could end the season, and then you say, all right, team, enter team here, whichever team you are,
mm-hmm.
which month would you like to cancel? Would you like to cancel your worst month of the year? Great. For the Royals, that would be April. If we could do that, then they're right on pace. I think that's possible.
I don't think the Rays would like the dump April
no.
plan.
The Rays would pick whatever. The Rays mm-hmm. might pick this month. They haven't mm-hmm. been very good this month, or the second half of this month.
Yeah. My team has the second best record in the National League. I don't know which. I'm sure I could find a stretch.
Oh, you will. You will.
I mean, they're 4-6 in their last 10.
There you go.
Lost to Oakland last night.
So you might end up having to kick. Oakland won their 11th game last night. Remember when we talked about them when they were historically bad last week when they were 10-40? They're now what? 11-47 or 46?
45.
45.
11-45. They got their their all-star starter back last night.
That's bad.
Won their sixth home game of the year.
Yeah.
They are 1-9 in their last 10.
At least you're not an A's fan.
Yeah, that would be silly.
That would be so, so horrible.
What a thing to do.
All right, we'll be back with more next here on 1620 The Zone. But first, this week's Zone deal is to Early Bird. This one will go pretty quickly as well. You don't have to wait for the weekend for brunch. Delicious breakfast and lunch items served daily at Early Bird. Get to Early Bird Brunch today in the Blackstone District, Shadow Lake Town Center, and now open in Regency. Zone deal, of course, two $25 vouchers, which is a $50 value if you're able to do math, for just $25. Half off. And you can get all the details right now at 1620thezone.com.